Our Christmas Eve forecast will be a memorable one for upstate New York and interior New England. A potent warm front lifted through the Northeast earlier this morning, which has not only placed an unseasonably warm air mass in place, but one of historic proportion. Temperatures will range from 35 to 40 degrees higher than average for this time of the year, shattering record highs across the region. In fact, many areas will already be at their record high temperatures before noontime today and ultimately reach at least the mid-60s and in some of the warmest spots, low 70s for highs this afternoon. The record warmth will not last through the Christmas holiday, however, as a cold front will push through the region midday today, producing a few rain showers and possibly a rumble of thunder or two through the southern regions. Clearing will occur behind the front from northwest to southeast later this afternoon into the evening, allowing a couple spots to get at least an hour or two of sunshine potentially this afternoon. High pressure will work its way east from the Great Lakes through Christmas Day, bringing with it some settled weather, and cooler air will also be moving in behind the front. However, highs on Christmas Day will still be about 20 degrees above average for this time of the year. High pressure will be short-lived into the weekend as an area of low pressure will force a stationary boundary from our south northward as a warm front bringing us additional rainfall Saturday night into Sunday morning. Expect a brief break in precipitation on Sunday before a trailing cold front moves through Sunday night into early Monday morning, bringing some additional wet weather to the region and some cooler air to start the upcoming work week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, severe weather continues for portions of the southeast into the mid-Atlantic states. This is the same storm that produced 22 confirmed tornadoes yesterday from Illinois to Alabama, Arkansas, and Tennessee. However, the threat today will be significantly reduced. There's still a chance to see an isolated severe thunderstorms across the southeast to the mid-Atlantic, and some of those thunderstorms may be powerful enough to create an isolated tornado or two. The source of the severe weather will be a cold front stretching from Canada south into the Tennessee Valley. The largest threat today, however, will be wind and hail in those areas. Your 48 state temperature extremes ran from 91 at Brownsville, McAllen, and Port Isabel, Texas, to minus 12 at West Yellowstone Gate, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers this morning. Highs will be in the mid-70s. The wind will be breezy at times out of the southwest. In Boston, showers through the early afternoon with areas of fog this morning. And then cloudy skies. Highs will be in the upper 60s with a breezy southwest wind. In Buffalo, morning showers will taper, leading to mostly sunny skies by the afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 50s, but dropping by the low 50s this afternoon. It's going to be a windy day in Buffalo with the wind out of the southwest 20 to 25 miles per hour, in some spots gusting over 50 miles per hour. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today is 33 and low 18. The record high is 57 degrees, set back in 1941, and the record low temperature is minus 15, set back in 1989. Sunrise occurred at 7:24 this morning, and sunset will occur at 4:26 this evening, a total of 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George areas. Cloudy skies this morning with showers possible through the early afternoon. Expect a southerly to southwesterly breeze 10 to 15 miles per hour with some gusts over 20. Highs will be in the mid to upper 60s with a little bit of clearing later today. Tonight we will see mostly clear skies and temperatures will fall from the mid 30s to near 40 with a light west to southwest wind. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy skies this morning with the potential for a couple showers, even a rumble of thunder or two through the early afternoon. Expect a south to southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clearing is possible by late day. And tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s with light wind. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy morning skies with a few passing showers. By late afternoon, clouds will start to break and some sunshine is expected. Highs will reach the upper 60s with a south to southwest wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy skies with a chance for showers through the morning hours. Some sunshine returns for the late afternoon. Highs will soar in the mid to upper 60s today. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the lower 40s. For the Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy morning skies will lend themselves to a couple of rain showers this morning before we get some clearing this afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s today with a south to southwest wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, settled weather with sunshine, mainly north of Albany, a few clouds south of Albany, with highs in the 50s, dry through Friday night into Saturday, but clouds will return by Saturday afternoon as a low-pressure system advances along with a warm front. This will bring us another period of organized rainfall Saturday night. Expect highs Saturday to be a bit cooler as well, into the mid-40s. Saturday night, lows into the lower 40s. We'll see organized rainfall taper to showers by Sunday morning, but another period of showers and potentially organized rainfall will arrive Sunday evening through early Monday morning. Highs on Sunday will be a bit warmer in the low 50s, with lows Sunday night dipping into the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jordan Sherman.